that means I'm with you. I'm a boss to a...
This is VOA News, Wire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged that he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations. Talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran, he said, "You'll be watching next week." The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions on Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers known as snapback, even though Mr. Trump abandoned that accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. Mr. Trump also said he would probably not participate in a 5+1 summit proposed by his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The Russian president called Friday for an online summit with the five permanent Security Council members plus Germany over a possible extension of the international embargo on arms sales in Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has died after being hospitalized in New York. He was 71. In a statement, the president called his brother his best friend. He says he died Saturday night, and Mr. Trump visited his brother at a New York City hospital Friday. The White House official said that he had become seriously ill. The youngest of Trump's siblings remained close to the president. As recently as June, Robert Trump filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Trump family that unsuccessfully sought to stop publication of a tell-all book by the president's niece. U.S. President Trump's top coronavirus advisor used a visit to Kansas to urge people to wear masks regardless of where they live. Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said that the epidemic is both urban and rural. She also stressed that people should be socially distancing and not having gatherings. This is VOA News. Globally, approximately 770,000 people have died from COVID-19. The figure is more than 169,000 in the United States, more than 107,000 in Brazil. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States having the largest share, followed by Brazil and India, altogether totaling over 11 million. India says it's ready to mass-produce COVID-19 vaccines when scientists give the go-ahead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his Independence Day speech Saturday, "An annual celebrations held at the 17th century Red Fort and scaled down due to the pandemic, Modi identified health and economic self-reliance as the key priorities for his government. Not one, not two, but three vaccines are being tested in different phases in India," he said. "When we get a green light from the scientists, and there will be production on a large scale." He also launched a national project to roll out health identities for each citizen in the country of 1.3 billion. Modi said records of every health test, disease, medication, and other details will be kept under a health ID. Two of Rio de Janeiro's most famous tourist attractions, the Christ the Redeemer statue and Sugarloaf Mountain, reopened on Saturday with new measures in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus, while Brazil still had the world's worst COVID-19 outbreak outside of the U.S. A ribbon-cutting ceremony marked the reopening of the Christ the Redeemer statue, which was deep-cleaned on Friday in preparation for Saturday's visitors. Sugarloaf Mountain also welcomed visitors once again on Saturday with reduced hours and limited capacity. Social distancing, face coverings, and hand sanitizing are mandatory for visitors. Despite the gradual reopening, experts warn Brazil has yet to hit the peak of its health emergency. The United States is calling for a transparent and credible investigation into the massive port blast in Beirut that killed 178 people. David Hale, the U.S. Undersecretary for Political Affairs, said that we can never go back to an era in which anything goes at the port or the borders of Lebanon that had to contribute to the situation. And I think it's very important the Lebanese people will have to determine how best to do that. The devastating explosion occurred on August 4th, and authorities say it was caused by more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been unsafely stored at the port for 7 years. Vast swaths of damage were inflicted throughout the city, and it left at least 300,000 people homeless. Dozens of people remain missing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. I've got a beautiful show for you coming up in just 1 minute. Of course, there's my usual carefully selected playlist of Pan-African music, my song of the week, one vintage tune from the archives, and a feature interview. My playlist includes music from 13 different countries: South Sudan, South Africa, Tanzania, Mauritania, Zambia, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Morocco, Algeria, and Zimbabwe. Song of the week is Ungoni Bwelezera. That's by R&B singer-guitarist Lulu from Malawi. Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio to present that. And popular radio presenter Samet Gaida from one of our affiliate stations, Diamond FM 93.7 in Tamale, Ghana, brings us an interview with one of Ghana's biggest reggae artists and radio personalities himself, Black Rasta. Yes, he has got a new album out that has 32 tracks. It's called Timbuktu by Road. So we're going to meet him and hear all about his unique style of music that he calls Kuchoko. Finally, my vintage feature is Nyanja xylophone music from, get this, 1957 Malawi. Wow. So sit back, relax, everybody, and enjoy the show. Starting off in South Sudan, here is a 2018 track, a remix of the original 2010 recording by the fabulous brother-sister team, Emmanuel Jal and Yaruach. It also features K-Force. Now, they sing in English and Nuer, and the refrain that's sung in Nuer literally means, God, let it not happen. Let it just go away. Music Time in Africa. That was Emmanuel Jal and his sister Nyaruach with Egobe. There's a fun music video for that song, so get on YouTube and check that out. Here is Sho Majozi's newest single, which is a previously unreleased song. It's called John Cena. Now, John Cena is an American professional wrestler, an actor, rapper, and television presenter. I'm not quite clear on what their relationship is, even if they have one at all, but this song, chi 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 chi, chi chi chi.
John Cena. Some wanna get buff like John Cena. You used to be cool when I used to grab you. Now you wanna act tough like John Cena. Some gala want beef like Kaigina. Some gala get beat, I'm Selvina. Some gala get wild, I gala get loud. I gala take shots like tequila. Shakutulia labda huna gelele takareka na Belinda hata mimi mwenyewe ungependa situlia wakati we unaenda mbele lakini mimi nimekupenda though I don't know why you treat me like a criminal ish we were just together though on the same line why pressing into though some man I act rough like John Cena some man I get buff like John Cena you used to be cool when I used to come to you now you wanna act tough like John Cena G. Some gala want beef like Kaigina. Some gala get beat up Selvina. Some gala get wild. I gala get loud. I gala take shots like tequila.
Yes. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa. And that was Shoma Josie with John Cena.
My name is Sipa Hotstix Mabuse from Soweto. Listen to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right. From South Africa to Tanzania, here is another hot brand new single by Rayvanny, who was a guest here in the studio last month. In case you missed that, you can check it out on my YouTube channel. This song is called Chuchuma. Now, in Swahili, chuchuma means to squat. But Rayvanny has kind of made up a dance where you squat and then shake. So this whole song is just him inviting everyone to, you know, in the kitchen, when you're cooking, in your car, wherever, just chuchuma.
Got you beat.
Chuchuma kama vile unafua. Kama unapika basi nije kupakua. Chuchuma kwenye chocha mabua. Ila chunga mchanga singie kitumbua. Chuchuma kisha ulegeze nyonga iyo. Chuchuma unitone shake donda iyo. Chuchuma una nyoka na konda iyo. Chuchuma kwenye mlima kitonga iyo.
Aika toto
moto moto.
Moto moto.
Moto moto.
Ai bai koko.
Moto moto.
Joto joto.
Moto moto.
Kamata ukuta. Shuka mbaka chini teke down zungusha. Kamata nakupa. Nikishika nyundo nipasue kichupa.
Mbao mbao, tuku nyema, pilau lau, nipe supu tena, mashau shau, kana sinema, yani kana kula ndizi bila kumenya, basi nipe za kichina,
mzamba,
fanya kama Bruce Lee,
mzamba,
viuno vya kusigina,
mzamba,
fanya kama Jet Li, navocheza kwenye chaki kanataka akataki na chumba ni varangati kwa hito, na pembeni katikati na katachi bila wasi kamedata na wasafi taito.
Toto.
Moto moto.
Moto moto.
Moto moto.
Ai bai koko.
Moto moto.
Joto joto.
Moto moto.
Kamata ukuta. Shuka mbaka chini teke down zungusha. Kamata nakupa. Nikishika nyundo nipasue kichupa.
Kina dada mko wapi?
Chuchuma, 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 chuchuma.
Chichuma by Ray Vanny. Did you chichuma during that song? Did you?
This is Music Time in Africa.
Okay, next up, a gorgeous song from the late Algerian singer Rachid Taha. Now, this comes off his posthumous album, Je suis Africain. I've been playing about one song per week from this album over the past several weeks because it's just so outstanding. And then there's great music after that by Noor Amint Semali and Afropop artists T-Shawn and T-Boy, MSM 1000 featuring Maggie and Tenny. For those tuning in, this is Music Time in Africa. Here's Ansit by Rachid Taha. He says, I forgot everything. I forgot my beloved. I forgot to drink water. I forgot my dad and my sister. But I can't forget racists. I can't forget slavery. I can't forget murderers. The late Rachid Taha with Ansit, a track off his 2019 album, fabulous album, Je suis Africain.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Well, it's been a while since I've played anything from Mauritania for you. And when I do, it's usually something by Moorish griot Noor Amint Semali.
So here she is in all her glory, singing and playing her Ardent, a 9-string harp reserved just for women, the song Na Sane. Okay, that was Noor Amint Semali from Mauritania with Na Sane. I'm Heather Maxwell. We head back into the pop world now. Here's T-Sean and T-Boy from Zambia with Don't Lead Me On.
Don't leave me on,
Lead Me On by T-Shawn and T-Boy. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. MSM 1000. MSM stands for Music Saves the Mind as a singer-songwriter, and rising star Maggie love their country. That's what this 2018 single, Africa Lowe, is all about.
Kumona West Africa, me country na salary, city na free tongue, book fields, but a salute. We eat, yes, with hands, send and done with different sauce. We believe in God, yes, man, a papa God with us. Woman then get training, we man them hard working. We can join hand together for make better team happy. Garlic in the garden, the plants deep in plus us. Waka with me, a food sign, honey, only a back. Kasada ton gari, kasada ton fufu. We do this, we hand to God and say, by God, get what? We get for who put in the neck, a diamond and gold. Guys, is in the place, warm, race is in the place, cold. For Kuman, elect for body, I'm bloody maybe or jolly. Now they go puma can get a chance for me to old party. They got baller together and they go to self fala. You check now the map, you defend me now West Africa. To man, not to woman, not in people. No matter how you day, I tell you we all equal. Every nation getting tight and belief system. We can pass the same lesson till we begin them. We culture each and the people of family. With tradition of values and morals, we blend with family. We now warrior. No matter who's how we come out, we get the African blood and the food now we got. We skillful, we handy, we hardworking. We need your tolerance, now we nation, but that's something. Everybody get the rights, but belong who's how in one day. I thank God for Salon, the peace and we feel. Kasada live in rest. Make your friend and a salon. The juicy soup in the bar. Nigeria man can enjoy. The Baku and the Oko. Ghana man in the pata. Liberia trouble G. Make it seven long walla. Now you own, that's the food for your soul, for your soul people.
Well, this is Music Time in Africa, and that was MSM 1000 and Maggie with Africa Lowe. The video dropped this year, too, September 16th. So check it out on my YouTube channel, Music Time in Africa.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, I've got one more song before getting to my vintage xylophone tune from Malawi, then Song of the Week with Kwame, and after that, the really fun and interesting interview from Tamale Ghana with Black Rasta. That's presented by Samet Gaida. And then I've got even more great music for you, peeps, so don't touch that dial. Here's Tenny from Nigeria with Billionaire. I love this song. And I love how she says each time, billionaire. Not billionaire, billionaire.
Wanna make love on the moon, dancing to my tunes. Easy too much, it's not too much. I wanna be a forest, if wishes were horses. Easy too much, it's not too much. Yeah, I wanna be a billionaire. wanna be a billionaire.
That's Tenny with Billionaire, or Billionaire, as she sings. Hey, guys, this is Heather, and now to my vintage tune. The song, like all the ones I play on this vintage feature here on Music Time in Africa, comes from our own Voice of America music library of original recordings of African music that were made by the show's founder, Leo Sarkisian. Sometimes local radio station managers and artists in Africa would also give Leo copies of their work, so I sometimes play those songs too. But the point is that they're all old, and they're all amazing, and they're all digitized and available on a new website. That address I'll give to you at the end of the hour. So this selection is a recording of Nyanja music. Yes, it features a loose note xylophone and was made around 1957 at Katunga in the Chikwawa district of southern Malawi. Now get ready, because you really have to switch gears here, okay? It's about 1 minute long. It's not long, but you're not used to this. So just relax and take it in.
It's Music Time in Africa with Hede Maxwell.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hello, everybody. This week, we have a song from Malawi, and it is called Ungoni Bwelezera. It's by an artist named Lulu. So let's listen to it. We'll be right back.
Jump right in. ngobe yako ya sinja Siyo me ijandi maziwa Siyo me unkandi uneta pondifuna Malangulidwe ya sinta Wayamba kukweza mau Simome ukande langulila pondifuna Mkakamba mau wanzelu Kumandilo njeza zambili Unalipo ambili kumaiwe kundiwina Mkakamba zanzelu Mau wako limbikita Babida ntawi nifuna ndimvesa kawili Hani Ani o simfuna chintu china ungoni bwerezela Ani msajotsema u kapena ku
All right, so this is Lulu. What I love about this song and the video is that it's all acoustic, natural. Lulu is a very, very good guitar player and a singer, and his voice is just stunning.
And I can tell he's putting in a lot of effort in trying to express what the message of the song is, which is love lost. Yes, love lost.
Oh.
Yep.
God in Peter Jordani, Akusintanti Mahani, Jindi Vekeleni Suma Samalazaine, Yopaipa. Kunasia Gundi Patsantawi, Chiroya Chuluka Potita Guatirana, Tawi Achibwezi Hunkapeze Kang, Katiwo Dalandine, Unandilonjeza Zambiri Hani, Nandilimbitanti Mahani, Mampagandi Gugalamba, Oloji Moses Indiguona Hani. Kandi nongoneza mwachikondi kumandi pinyila diso limozi babira ntawi nifuna ndimvesa kawili
Now, one of the things I love about this song is it kind of sounds like Congolese music, but it also sounds Malawian. The harmonies are beautiful. And it's just, I like seeing and hearing music that is not actually produced, heavily produced in the studio with electronic instruments.
Yes, and it's just a beautiful love story. And love in its simplest form.
Yeah.
With a string, his voice, and just singing about how he needs his partner to remember how they used to love each other.
Has that ever happened to you? Never mind. Let's listen.
Kamandi langkulanga tiwina. Kamandi angananga tiwina.
All right. Well, so that was a beautiful song from Malawi by Lulu. Mm-hmm. The title is Ungondibwe. Oh no. Ungondibwe. I got it. Ungondibwe lezera.
Good. Well done, Lulu. Well done. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
And that was
Song of the Week.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
I was searching for something good from Cameroon to play for you today, and, well, I came across an older tune from 2012. So not new, but beautiful. Really good. This is a duet with Kopo and Charlotte Dipanda. The song J'en ai marre is basically the story of Charlotte, who has just had enough of her lover's antics. That's what J'en ai marre means in French. I'm done.
Ce soir j'ai décidé de trop parler des tabous et même de nos idées de tout ce qui s'est passé qui va se passer. Tu traînes tous les soirs dans de vieux quartiers entouré de mecs qui veulent malfamer. Un œil égaré sur une bien roulée. J'en ai marre, bébé, de supporter tout ça. 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 toi désormais je ne peux plus compter. Mon cœur et mes désirs fatigués. Ce prix je ne suis plus prête à le payer. Rien ni personne ne pourra plus nous unir. Alors je suis désolée, je dois partir. J'en ai marre, bébé, de supporter tout ça. J'en ai marre, oh, bébé, de supporter tout ça. J'en ai marre. Peu de supporter tout ça, j'en ai marre. Bébé, de supporter tout ça.
Mais je dis, hein, qui t'a bring ici? On est nous easy. On est nous game game loin des blèmes easy. On t'appelle nos divers, nos revers d'ici. Tu viens, tu me laves devant tous mes potes. Tu veux me dem grave, tu veux voler ma cote. Pourquoi t'as pas call pour me tel quel jazz? Pareil si balèze, jusqu'à ça te laisse. Je suis pas bizarre, bizarre, le genre de gars qui part pour voir les bars et bar qui t'a. Laisse-moi dans mes business. Tu me falas trop, t'as pas de finesse. Pas de souplesse comme les bringues. Qui s'écoule et toi, tu veux vex? Toi tu mites mes côtes à côte comme des gars du Waka Waka. Tout le monde est ma boko. On n'est pas des nanga boko. Je suis pas king et j'ai le sens. Et je n'ai que Georges Brassens. Tchatché entre potes, on est prince. Les copains d'abord.
J'en ai marre, bébé, de supporter tout ça. J'en ai marre, bébé, de supporter tout ça. J'en ai marre, bébé, de supporter tout ça. J'en ai marre.
Yes, and that was Kopo and Charlotte Dipanda with Jean Aymar. Now it's time to meet Black Rasta with Samed Gaida. Hey, Samed, and hi to all of you colleagues and listeners there in Tamale, Ghana on Diamond FM 93.7.
Thank you, Hector Maxwell. I am with Black Rasta today, one of Ghana's biggest reggae musician and radio personality. He has just released an unprecedented 32-track album titled Timbuktu by Road.
Who exactly is Black Rasta?
Well, Black Rasta is an African. I am a man who appreciates humanity. Black Rasta is a conscious Pan-Africanist, a lecturer, and at the same time a radio presenter, musician, of quality African music called Kuchoko, which is a blend of reggae music and traditional African music. Mm. That's me.
So Kuchoko, is it your genre of music that you've created yourself, or is just something you got from somewhere?
Yeah, I won't call it a new genre, but I would say that the name is new, Kuchoko. Yeah, we gave it a name after the sound of reggae music. When you listen to reggae music, you hear that sound. Kuchoko, Kuchoko, Kuchoko Bam, Kuchoko, Kuchoko Bam. So I just decided I'll call it Kuchoko. Because anywhere I go around the world and play, they introduce me as an African, you know, who does reggae music. So I just said, why don't I blend reggae music with traditional African music and give it a name, and that name is Kuchoko.
Black Rasta is one of the biggest reggae artists in Ghana. How did he get to that status?
Well, I'll just say that it's passion and prayer. I love reggae. I was born into reggae, and I think that reggae music found me. And I realized that I could use reggae music as a tool to fight for liberation and also to send home some Pan-African messages.
Now, you've released a song titled Abena. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, my banana, Kutinko, my banana, Kutinko, Abena Rekwana Panso, Abena Nyobianswano.
All right, more fire. All right, don't spare the rod and spoil the child.
Yes, it's just talking about being grateful. If somebody helps you to reach somewhere, please, if you cannot pay them back, just a thank you cannot kill you.
Your song has strong messages. But how do you come by those messages, those relics?
Well, I would just say that I am a man who loves to listen. I listen a lot and I talk little, you know? Yeah, when I see somebody suffering, I see myself as the one suffering. And I put myself in the shoes of the sufferer. And I pen lyrics down. And I let the whole world hear that.
Every time I lift up my eyes into the skies, I feel a deadly electric shock in my spines. My blood runs ice cold as I see my people dwell in principalities and satanic signs. There is a natural mystic blowing through the ear across all Amagidian battle lines. Those who have ears shall hear just as you see when you have eyes. Separate the kids from the lambs as I and I decipher sugar from herbs and spices. Go down on your knees and call upon the King of glory, ye Gentiles. The day shall come when the gnashing teeth and the weeping eyes shall suffer all the lies.
Natural African Mystic featuring Jay Gatte. Tell us about that one too.
Well, that's a Bob Marley song, Natural Mystic, that we turned and gave it an African feel with the permission of Rita Marley, you know? We made that happen. Jay Gatte sang the song and I dropped in the heart-punching poetry, you know, and it's just talking about the natural mystic that is coming and Africa shall rise again. Nobody can hold Africa down. And those corrupt leaders in Africa should be getting ready to put their heads in a noose. Because they have taken us for a ride for far too long. Yeah, man. So that's what it is talking about.
So now let's talk about your latest album, an album that you are currently touring on, Timbuktu by Road, that everybody's talking about right now. How did you come by the title? And can you tell us about that particular album?
Well, I love history. I dig deep into history. Timbuktu was where we had our first university. Timbuktu is in Mali, you see. So Bob Marley said, Babylon by bus. Black Rasta says, Timbuktu by road. We're going to Timbuktu by road. So that slowly as we get to Timbuktu, we're picking up the sights and sounds, soaking up all the energy, hook, line, and sinker, and trying to let people see that we have the citadel of learning right here in Africa called Timbuktu.
About 30, how many songs?
32.
32 songs? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Unprecedented.
Yeah, it's made up of two CDs, 16 tracks each. The Kuchoko and the Kuchoko Dance. One CD is going to make you dance your heart out, and the other one is going to make you soak up quality lyrics and sit down and ponder and wonder. Maybe you might even surrender.
Blessed. One love. All right, so now let's talk about some songs in the album. We have Jangbaruzo. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, Jangbaruzo is a Dagbani song which is just talking about a friend who is a mouse.
Ay, 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 ay. Ashe azo smonu toli abadama.
Ay, 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 ay. You see that? I mean, in our local parlance here, when we say somebody's a mouse, what does the mouse do? The mouse would bite you. And then when you feel in the pain, it blows air around it. Like that. You see, that is how a rat friend behaves. Killing you slowly. They are those I am singing about in that song.
Final message to music lovers out there.
Well, I would say that, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a beautiful album, 32-track album. It's on iTunes and other digital shops across the world. Grab a copy. If you regret grabbing it, call me. I'll pay back your money to you.
Amor fire. Timbuktu by road, we shall travel, says Black Rasta. Well, I'm Sama Geda, reporting from Tamale. Over to you, Hector Maxwell.
All right. Thank you, Samed, for that wonderful interview with Black Rasta. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. Next up, Hatim Amor. He is from Casablanca, Morocco. He's about 38 years old, and I just love his music.
His videos are also gorgeous and compelling. He's got millions of views on virtually every single video he does. I asked my colleague Usama to give us a translation of this song.
Well, Heather, this is a song by Hatem Amour, a Moroccan singer, and it is the so-called tear jerker. It's called Bila Unwan, which means with no address. That's his life now, has no address. He is explaining by saying, how can I describe how I feel after she left me, his beloved woman? And he said that his life now is in a total devastation. The woman whom he believed will never leave him just deserted him and led him to live a life with sheer torture. His life has become now a life with no address, like a ship lost at sea, waiting for a shore to land on.
جيت نحيدو من بالي يا امي انتي زاد هبالي واه علي بيا ولا راح اللي نبغيه وشنو يبقى ليا اللي بغى يحب نوصيه ما يأمل الدنيا ولا اللي كنت حبيبي عمره ما يساني وما يساني وما يساني ودار في اكثر من اللي دار وفي عدياني وامتي حياني مدر بحساب العشرة خلاها فيا حسرة وايلي على مكتوبي كيف يجي يوم ونبرة نمحي من بالي في مرة وما يبقاش محبوبي وبقيت كي شي صغار مكتوبة بلا عنوان بابور ضايع في بحور يستنى البر يبان ولا راح اللي نبغيه وشنو يبقى ليا اللي بغى يحب نوصيه يلي وانتي عليا بعيدة بعيدة راني من بعدك مخلوق
Hatem Amour with Bla Unwan from Morocco. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and we have time for one more tune before saying goodbye. I want to take us back in time to Zimbabwe with the late, lovely Chiboniso. Here's Vanorapa from her 2008 album Rebel Woman.
Bakuru Vanorapa, when I Bakuru Vanorapa.
with Chiwoniso's classic song Vanorapa, we have to say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for joining me, darling listeners. And also special thanks to Samet Gaida and to Black Rasa for that great interview from Tamale, Ghana. Also, I want to thank Kwame Ofori for joining me on Song of the Week by Lulu. And also to Usama for his help with the Hatim Amor song from Morocco. Now, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows, I talked about that earlier when I played that song from, that xylophone song from Malawi, please go to the website mtia.sites.uofmhosting.net. Again, that's mtia.sites, S-I-T-E-S, .uofmhosting.net. Also, visit me on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, on my Facebook page or group, Instagram, which is at MTI Maxwell, and Twitter, at Music Time Africa, and get updates, fresh news and photos and videos all throughout the week. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC, and we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC, and again Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. Finally, you know you can always find me online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. So, till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.